Step three, get some role models. Find out what to do and get yourself a great vehicle. One way to get a vehicle is sit down and write down, what is it you love to do most in the world? Because, see, I think financial abundance comes from doing what you love most, doing it massively, and making sure that in your doing it, it creates tremendous value for other people. If you do those things effectively, you're going to have financial abundance. So if you're looking for a vehicle, what do you love to do most, number one? Number two, how could you do it in a way where other people would benefit and be willing to make an investment to take part in something that you love? I mean, that's what I've had the good fortune of doing by asking that question. Make a major difference and hopefully get paid well in the process. And then fourthly, how could you do it intelligently so that once you've done all this stuff and you've worked so hard and you've helped those people, there's something called profit when you're done. There are lots of possibilities for vehicles, and there are lots of models if you already want to stay right where you are and do very well financially. Again, call or write us. We'll teach you some models. Come to our seminars or find somebody who you respect locally and model them, or go to somebody else's program. Whatever it takes, please get yourself a model. That's how you'll know what to do. Four, make sure that on an ongoing basis, you experience yourself as a giver. And I save this for last because I want you to remember this. I believe that the bottom line of financial success comes from your believing in your gut that you deserve everything that you've got in your life. Now, that may sound egotistical, but the reality is you got to feel like you deserve it or it won't stay. You won't attract it. My way of generating that I deserve it came in many ways. Number one, I deserve it because I'm alive. Just as much as I deserve to grow mentally, emotionally, in my relationships, in my intellect, all those things I think I deserve to grow, so why would finances be any different? In addition, I deserve it because I'm a giver, because I always strive to give much more than I would expect back. These tapes are an example. I hope you can feel I'm trying to give you 10,000% of myself at each and every time here. I'm committed to having you get much, much more, 100 times more, a minimum of 10 times more than you've invested in this program. And I know for a fact, if you've really been listening, that you agree with me. The bottom line is, by knowing you're always trying to give much more, you feel like whatever comes back, yeah, hey, I've earned it, I deserve it, and it's great. Now, some people might say, well, you shouldn't have to earn it, you should just accept it. Well, that's a great strategy too, if that works for you. Do whatever works, but make sure that you give. See, you got to take at least 10% of what you earn and give it away, minimum. Now, some people say, well, Tony, when I make more money, then I'll give 10%. Who are you kidding? What do you think is harder, to give a dime out of a dollar or 100,000 out of a million? Trust me, the 100,000 will feel quite a bit different than the dime out of the dollar. If you don't develop the habits now, you certainly won't do it when the numbers get bigger. Listen, go get yourself a book, simple book. It's called The Richest Man in Babylon. It's by George Clason. It's a very old classic, very small. You can read it in a short time. It's like a series of short stories that'll teach you how to use money through allegory. It'll teach you three basic principles. One, it'll teach you no matter how much money you make or don't make, take 10% of it and give it away immediately. Why? It doesn't say this, but this is what I believe. When you give away a percentage of what you have, it teaches your subconscious mind that there's more than enough. Boy, that's a great belief to install, because once it believes that, your subconscious mind will create that reality of being a giver and not a taker. Two, it'll tell you to take 10% of what you earn and use it to reduce your debts. Pay off MasterCharge, Visa, Arnold's Linoleum, whatever it takes. And three, take 10% and save it up to invest. No matter how small it is, you can't believe what some of the investments are that are available out there. There are things that take almost no money you could get started with and begin to build your wealth. But make sure you give. And here's the fifth step that I want you to take to really condition yourself for wealth and move to the next level. And that is, create experiences with money that create tremendous pleasure and joy for yourself and the people around you. Give to yourself. Be willing to really do that and watch your financial picture change. In other words, you can't expect to work that hard, make a lot of money, and then never get any pleasure out of it. Just put it in CDs or just invest it or just give it away and never feel that direct connection of pleasure. Your brain won't do it forever. So you might take a certain amount of your money and it's just mad money. You're just going to go out and do stupid fun things that maybe in the past you used to make yourself wrong for. You're going to go play. That's play money. And if you do that, you can't believe it'll happen. Your brain will go, yeah, let's make some more money. We can have some more play, some more pleasure. And it'll enhance your life in virtually every way. Remember, if you have financial abundance, it's because you deserve it. If you've lived by your values and you've truly given yourself each day, tried to add major value to other people's lives, and you've had a decent vehicle, you will develop financial abundance. You'll have financial excess. Now, the challenge with that is that people think when they hear excess is too much. But in this case, you've got to realize that your excess is the result of you giving much more than what's even shown up. It's a great scorecard for the value you've added in other people's lives, and as a result, you have even more in your own as well. There is no need to create limits on yourself. Let yourself grow well beyond your past limits and create the abundance you deserve. Let me give you a 10-day challenge and start it today. Would you be willing to take a minute or two and begin to condition your mind for financial possibility by doing the following? Writing down simply three ideas on how to make money. Three new ideas, either something that already exists that you haven't been paying attention to before, or a brand new idea, a concept for a service or a business or an investment or a possibility or an invention, anything at all. And let me give you one caveat. Maybe a bunch of your ideas won't be worthwhile. Who cares? How many ideas do you need to be able to create financial abundance? One or two good ones, that's it. And that's all you need is one. So if you did this for 10 days, you'll have 30 ideas at the end of 10 days, plus you'll have done something else. You'll have established a conditioned mental pattern or habit of looking for financial opportunity. And you certainly deserve that. If you keep looking, you're liable to find something. And if you find something, you're liable to follow through. And if you follow through, you're liable to make some major money. And then you won't have to focus on money. You'll be able to just have that abundance and be able to focus on whatever you hold is most important now. So go for it. Try the 10-day financial challenge. Three ideas a day. It'll be a lot of fun. Plus, it'll stimulate and stretch your imagination. So go for it right now. Come up with your ideas. Live with passion.
This is the end of this special seminar with Tony Robbins. To discover more about Tony Robbins seminars and products, particularly Wealth Mastery and Unleash the Power Within, simply call Vision Pursuit toll-free on 1-800-244-388. Thank you.